The fact itself is wonderful and glorious. And we kneel before the manger in awe and wonder that God has given us God's own Son. But if we reflect on these things in our heart, as Mary did, the awe becomes even greater, and the wonder even more astounding, as we realize the implications of this simple birth. God has chosen to send God's Son to be one of us. What does that say about who we are? You know, there are a lot of people who are very pessimistic about the human race. And they have a fair amount of history, especially recent history, to argue for that point. Look at the history of empire after empire over the past century that has wreaked havoc on the world. The rampages of greed that have torn apart what civilization had built up over centuries, the impact of unimaginable cruelty. It's easy, seeing all of that, to be pessimistic about the human race. And there are many religious people who share that point of view, and in fact, revel in it. They want to convince you that the total depredation of the human race is our natural state and our natural fate, and that only by some kind of magic intervention from outside can we be liberated from the awful fact of being human. But this simple fact, the birth of Jesus, says that all of that is profoundly wrong. Genesis 3 is true. You know, it's not history. There was no Adam and Eve. There was no talking snake. But it's true. There is a lot of evil in the human heart. There is greed and there is envy. There is the drive for power and there is lust. There are all kinds of evils that need to be restrained both within ourselves and within our society. But that's not fundamentally who we are. Genesis 1 is, after all, first. We are made in the image and likeness of God. That means that at the depth of your being, my being, anybody's being, is the image of God. We are, at our deepest down point, profoundly good, profoundly loving, profoundly lovable. And the absolute proof of this is not just the orders of the chapters of Genesis, but the fact of the birth of Christ. God has chosen to save us not by intervening from outside, not by sending us a Savior from some superior race of being to lift us from the depths of our degradation, but by becoming one of us. God speaks God's own eternal word into our flesh. And the word became flesh, John says, deliberately choosing a word that would send a shudder down the spine of any good Greek philosopher reading his poetry. Greeks thought spirit was good and flesh was evil. And the whole purpose of the religious or spiritual or philosophical life was to liberate yourself from the evil of flesh and return to the world of spirit. But this birth says that flesh is good. Sure, it has its bad side, it has its dangers, it has its tendencies that needs to be restrained. But it is at its core profoundly good. It is capable of bearing the weight of divinity. is capable of being assumed by the Word of God. And the Word became flesh. One of us. Yes, we have a Savior. Our Savior is one of us. Our salvation comes from inside the human race, not from outside it. This is a testimony to who God is, and a testimony, a very profound testimony, to who we are. This is why the fathers of the church, beginning with the Greek fathers, but then chorused by the Latin fathers, have always, in their reflections on Christmas, come down to the point that was made at the very beginning of our call to worship. He has become who we are. Entirely who we are. Absolutely who we are. In order that we may become entirely, may become absolutely who He is. By taking on our human flesh, Jesus becomes one of us. God says, no, the human race is not perfect. I'm not foolish enough to pretend that. But the human race is fundamentally good. The human race is fundamentally capable of divinization, of becoming one with God, of becoming one with God in the fullness of God's divinity. He has become who we are. And we kneel in awe and wonder at the gift. And then we take courage because He has become who we are, that we may become who He is, the daughters and sons of God, that our flesh may be united to the Word of God, that our life may show forth the light of Christ, that our world may be in the image of God's own divinity. This is the promise of this simple babe lying in a feed box in a stable in a small town in Judea. Sisters and brothers, Merry Christmas.